This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Is the Captain's America Third Watch. Coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
On the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight. We also broadcast from my Salem meeting group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. And a special shout-out goes out, as always, to our active-duty military, veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, the security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch right now, thanks for keeping America rolling along. And we also want to thank very much the over-the-road truck drivers for the great job they did, especially the guys and gals that were stuck up there on I-95 and helped out the four-wheelers that needed some help, and you brought them up in the cabs of your trucks, and you gave them some food, gave them some coffee. The guy there that had the load of bread, and the company said, go ahead, give some of the people bread if they needed to eat it. So, you know, a lot of highway heroes in that episode there. Now, you can follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page. We're also on MeWe, Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter, at Captain's America. Yep, that's right, we're still on Twitter, at Captain's America. And don't forget to check out the website, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, simply thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Well, joining us right now, we have a retired United States Army, retired Lieutenant Colonel, West Point graduate, our very, very good friend, Kevin Wright. And good morning, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain. Good to be with you. And thanks for the kind introduction.
Well, you know, I'm just telling the truth.
I appreciate that, as you always do.
Now, let's say the pledge. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
I pledge allegiance,
to the flag,
of the United States of America, and to the republic, for which it stands,
one nation,
under God,
indivisible,
with liberty,
and justice
for all. And we emphasize those two words, ladies and gentlemen, under God, because our great country was founded on Judeo-Christian values. Now, I've been talking a lot about the president and his narrative about the unvaccinated. It's all because of the unvaccinated. We got this terrible spike, this and the other. Well, that has fallen completely apart as the U.S. has shattered the worldwide case record, and anger has been building amongst the liberals, not just the conservatives that are going, he's out of his mind. What the hell's going on here? But the liberals are out there ticked off now that they've really screwed it with this Omicron, that nobody seemed to know what was going on and what was going to happen. Because even though it is not as bad off as the regular coronavirus, it's being counted as if you got the real big deal here.
Yeah, you dig yourself a deep hole. The best advice is to quit digging. But nevertheless, President Biden continues to dig, doesn't he?
He's got a backhoe.
You strike that way, yeah.
He's got I got a better one for you. He's got one of those old steam shovels. Remember those things?
Yeah.
Yeah. He's playing with a steam shovel.
It's an overdrive.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's interesting that he would do that. And, of course, I believe it was yesterday. Maybe it was the day before. But he was using it to push the vaccination for our America's youth, our children. In the schools, and of course, the teachers' unions, which he's beholden to, are pushing that big time and giving it in states like Michigan, like giving it as a reason for not going back and teaching and doing their job in the schools. but he used it to push that, the least vulnerable to it. And increasingly, Omicron is oblivious to whether you've been vaccinated or not. That's what we're finding out.
Mm-hmm.
And so it immediately puts the lie, the push. So it's hard to make the sales case when the science doesn't support what you're trying to pitch.
Yes, very much so. And I talked to my doctor. I saw my doctor on Monday, and we always talk a little shop about what's going on, this, that, and the other. And they just can't believe that the government can't get the head out of their butt, especially when it comes to some of the very basic things, because they are not following the science.
They aren't. It was interesting. I heard, I know earlier you noted about the new variant. Discovered among some folks in France. But, of course, the origins, they believe, of the variant in France actually started in Africa,
yep.
Which is interesting. What are we going to do? Biden took a he did what he had criticized President Trump for in Africa and stopping immigration from there temporarily. He did the same thing. He took a blast and he called it off. And what is it? What, this on again, off again, lack of policy, just whichever way the wind blows, and we no longer, he no longer knows which way the wind's blowing because it's coming in so many different directions for him. It'll be interesting to see how the Biden administration reacts as this new variant unfolds.
Yeah. And we're going to talk a little bit, we won't talk about it in this segment, we'll talk about it in the next segment, about the January 6th thing that's coming up and all that, and the television
right.
specials and all that stuff, plus some of the things that we know are going to happen. But I'll just lay this out there to begin with. Donald Trump canceled the press conference he was going to have on January the 6th, and instead is going to do whatever he was going to do when he goes through his rally in Arizona, where he'll have 30 or 40,000 people, and more than likely Fox News will be carrying it, probably even Newsmax, because it'll be a news story. And then when he gives his speech, whatever it was he was going to say then, he'll say there.
Yeah, it, as well, One American News, as well as Newsmax mm-hmm. and Fox, I'm sure we'll cover that. And I'm like you. I'm not surprised by that, but I got some other thoughts that I think that might be behind this cancellation.
Yeah, and we'll get into all that when we come back, because I think here comes the music. Okay, perfect time. Here comes the music. Okay, Colonel, hang on. And, folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. And as Michael Buffer has said time and time again... Well, he didn't say it, so we'll have to wait. We'll be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers. But if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
The most listened to radio program in the overnights, the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce. Lock it in and join the Captain's Army.
All righty. Welcome back to the Captain's America Third Watch. And before I get back to our friend, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright, I want to remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by our studio sponsorship. That's Moss Family Automotive, and in particular, Moss Nissan. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from the Panhandle, South Georgia, all over Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, into the upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona. And you heard me right, Phoenix, Arizona. Now, that's because Moss Nissan has a plan. It's whatever it takes to be the best in the nation. And you just can't be beat. When it comes to the price and customer service at Moss Nissan, they will try to match anything you come in there with. Now, it also starts with Moss Care that gives you free oil changes and tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. Now, don't forget, they have hundreds of vehicles to choose from, and they also have pre-owned vehicles, which right now are commanding quite a lot of money. Now, a lot of the used car vehicles that were like $5,000 in January are now $8,500, $9,999, that sort of thing, depending on the condition of the vehicle. So they've gone up in price, so maybe yours has too, your late model, good condition used car. You can take it, trade it in, and surprise yourself and get yourself a new ride. Now, don't forget, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home of the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get a great deal there. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River, Newport Richey, plus Nissan and Acura side-by-side on Ford Avenue in Tampa. And don't forget, they're building the all-new Moss Nissan in Brooksville. I can't wait to get up there for the grand opening. It's going to be great. Check them out online by going to Moss, M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. That's Moss, M-A-U, Nissan.com. M-A-U-S, Nissan.com. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you either. Okay,
back to Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, Captain, this is my first Wednesday in 2022 with you. Happy New Year.
Happy New Year to you, my friend. And, yeah, you are right. And, by the way, we're going to have one hell of a New Year.
I anticipate we will.
Right. Now, George the Godfather's chiming in saying good morning to us, and good morning back to George.
Good morning, Godfather.
Yep, and he's talking about Trump and all that sort of stuff, and I believe he did the right thing by canceling any press conference he was going to have on January the 6th, because I'm telling you, they were going to snipe him to death, literally.
You know, I thought about that, and I'm like you. I'm not surprised that he canceled it, but, you know, President Trump and the folks that support him, they're working with him, whether it's to run for president again or just to simply advance a message, they're pretty media savvy. I think going into this thing, when he first announced that he was going to do this dueling conference with President Biden, I think he anticipated that it may not go out, and I think he was savvy enough to put it out there just to get folks in an uproar and to start thinking and to focus attention on there. So either one, he's going to wait and see how it was received, all that. But I think he went to it thinking that, well, we may not pull this off, but we will serve the effect by simply announcing it. I really do believe that that's the case. He's done it before. He's savvy enough to do that. He's smarter than what some people give him credit for.
Now, we just had the second anniversary in Iraq, and actually Iran, too, of the killing by the United States, target of opportunity, Qasem Soleimani, the butcher of Baghdad, whatever you want to call him, because he was not a very nice guy. And even though they're trying to make it sound like he was a wonderful person, he was not a wonderful person. And I think they did the right thing when they got him, so I have no problem with any of that. But Iran came out and said they want to see President Trump tried, and if not, Iran will seek the revenge against the United States.
Yeah, there's some current news for this, but you're right. Yeah, Khomeini came out and says, hey, if President Trump and his the former Secretary of State Pompeo are not brought on trial in the United States, that there will be a rat to pay. But they're going to do things anyway. And two things occurred. You talked about one of them earlier, the fact that the Iraqi forces over the Assad air base. Mm-hmm. And I just watched the Sky News video of this, and sure enough, they shot down those two drones that were loaded with explosives, and it was beautiful. It was not far at all from doing some real damage right there. So hats off to Iraqis for pulling that off. And also yesterday, the U.S. military coalition operating out of Syria in the Green Village shot down some rocket, destroyed some rocket launch sites there in Syria, again in anticipation of these revenge attacks on the anniversary of the killing, the rifle killing. And, you know, you said that, some people have said that he was a good guy, but that's not just Iranians. At the time when President Trump ordered that, we had some folks on the left here in our country that were attacking the president for having done that. And you were right. You weren't overstating when you said the butcher of Baghdad.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. The record showed that.
Yep.
And so it's amazing. Of course, they won't say that now. But it wasn't just the idiots in operating out of Iran that were doing that. It was some of the people here in our own country.
What do you think about the reports coming out of Nancy Pelosi's office where several of her staffers are fleeing amidst the exit reports that she would be retiring after the Democrats get their butts handed to them come November?
Yeah, it's like I noted to you, I know in a text I said that Nancy Pelosi for a long time has been a dead woman walking. She's been supported up there. You know, she was often the puppet of so many things there in the House, but now she is a puppet. She is not the puppet master anymore, and she's finally waking up to that and the delusion. But I'm not surprised that they're leaving her, and the fact he's come out publicly and said that, and it's becoming known floating out there that she will not, that she's done. We all knew that. You could suck a fork in that. It was done long ago. So I don't think you've seen the end of that. And I don't think you're going to see just staffers from them. Of course, you know, the DNC staffers just voted overwhelmingly to unionize.
Mm-hmm.
So that's interesting. So that is just adds to what it looks to be a bad news story for Democrats in 2022.
Now, last night, there was a report that came from Georgia about a new investigation being launched by the Secretary of State and his people, who handle the voting there, I might add, on the voter harvesting that took place in 2020 by none other than Stacey Abrams and her people. And there is a lot of evidence that surfaced, including a video that shows a lot of illegal activity going on. That's the way I'll let that stay right there. I haven't seen the video, but I've heard the description that this is damning as to what was transpiring there. And they've got some of these people dead to rights on what they were doing by ballot harvesting.
Well, you know, it was a year ago. We saw that incredible video footage of what happened up there in DeKalb County up there. That should have done that. But, yeah, the Secretary of State up there, Brad Raffensperger, speaking of dead people walking, he's toast. He has been toast because he was so weak, so slow to come around. This is your news story, but he's been pushed to do that. Otherwise, he would have gone a completely different way. He's even fought who I thought, the current governor there, Camp, who I thought was pretty weak on this at the outset, but he was at least smart enough to wake up and smell the roses early enough. Raffensperger, on the other hand, has been very slow to do it. Hopefully this is a sign that he's turned around, or at least his recognition of the obvious. Mm-hmm. So we'll wait and see what pans out there in Georgia, because, you know, because what goes there, we'll have overflow, like what's going on in Arizona, mm-hmm. Perhaps in Wisconsin, Michigan, and all that, because it's not done.
Mm-hmm. Georgia says, sent me something here about some big rallies going on down there at Mar-a-Lago. What is this, 4 p.m., I think it is? Yeah, 4 p.m., just in case President Trump comes out and says anything. He's not going to. He's going to save it for Arizona in a friendly environment in front of 30 or 40,000 people. That's what he's going to make his announcement, whatever it might happen to be. All right, can you hang around? I think you said you could, right?
I can, Captain. All right. I'm staying with you.
Hold on. We'll be right back. Okay, folks, I'll be right back with more with retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright. And don't go anywhere. We're going to give him a chance to talk about his group, the Republican Liberty Caucus down there in Manatee County, of which I happen to be a member. And I shall return. Don't go anywhere.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire fireplace grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pride.
On the COVID-19 front, the United States will buy 20 million doses of Pfizer's COVID pill. That's doubling the previous order. The CDC shortens Pfizer booster wait time from 5 months after the initial vaccine. Tennis star Novak Djokovic was granted a COVID vaccine medical exemption on Tuesday and will play in the Australian Open. And the new CDC guidelines changing isolation from 10 days to 5 days does not include getting a test after the isolation. Dr. John Brownstein from Boston's Children's Children's Hospital on ABC News.
This is all about the fact that there's just not enough tests. The reality is if every American had access to, say, 5 tests at home, we really wouldn't be having this conversation.
Georgia Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger announced Tuesday he initiated another probe into possible illegal ballot harvesting in the 2020 election. True the Vote submitted a complaint and digital data evidence to Raffensperger's office on November 30th. USA Radio News.
Hello?
Congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP. As slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Visit GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
This is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Yes, you are. And by the way, folks, this Saturday, I will be over in Largo at the Two Guys Gun Show. Yep, it's time for the Two Guys Gun Show in Largo. It'll be there Saturday and Sunday this week at the Largo Event Center, which, by the way, it used to be Minreg Hall. Now, they have the new owners have taken over that place. They painted it up. They've cleaned it up. It's really nice compared to what it was, and that's good. It's located at 6340 126 Avenue North in Largo. And Saturday, January the 8th, they'll be there from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. They'll have a concealed carry class there at 2 o'clock in the afternoon if you want to sign up for that. And on Sunday, January the 9th, they'll be there from 9 a.m. to 3 p.m. Now, the new pricing on the tickets, you can get a ticket that's $10 per adult. That's for both days. Both days. So that's pretty good. And don't forget all the different guns that will be there, the manufacturers, the guns, the accessories, the supplies, and yours truly. I'll be there giving out a bunch of free stuff, and I got a whole bunch of free stuff to give out now, so you're going to like what you see. That's Two Guys Shows at the Largo Event Center, formerly the Midreg Hall, Saturday and Sunday this weekend, from 9 to 5 Saturday, 9 to 3 Sunday. And the website, twoguysshows.com, twoguysshows.com. You can go over there and actually print up a ticket, and it's got a discount for printing up that ticket as well. So there you go. All right, back to our friend, Lieutenant Colonel, retired U.S. Army, Kevin Wright. And good morning again, Colonel.
Hey, good morning, Captain.
Now, I want you to tell everybody about the Republican Liberty Caucus and the things that you've got going on.
Yeah, I'll tell you what. In January, it's huge. Under the lead of Bob White, our chairman of the Florida Republican Liberty Caucus, all our chartered counties are on fire, to include the one that I'm the chair of here in Manatee County, and in counties that surround us. But in January, week after next, the 18th and 19th of January, we have our annual lobby days up in Tallahassee, where we'll be pulling for various and sundry issues to include the defense of the Second Amendment. But so on next, that Wednesday, a week from Wednesday, when I call in at 5 a.m., I will be calling in live from Tallahassee.
There you go.
And we'll be halfway through our lobby day.
Mm-hmm.
And in addition to that, the Saturday prior to that, and every Saturday to the end of January, the chartered counties across the state will be hosting constitutional carry rallies, because Governor Ron DeSantis said that if the state legislature will put a constitutional carry bill on his desk, he will sign it.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to do our part to encourage our Republican state legislature, the House and the Senate, to do exactly that. And you, Captain Matt Bruce, you are one of the very first folks to sign on the 22nd here in Manatee County. You'll be down, and we have a host of about 14 folks. I'll be putting this out publicly here in about 2 days and advertising it, but we're expecting a very big turnout. We have some fantastic speakers, and you're one of the leadoffs for that, as is Bob White, our chairman, is traveling out from Brevard County to do that. So we're excited about what's going on in January and how we're kicking off 2022. And, one, we're proud that you're a part of the Republican Liberty Caucus. We're not chartered or affiliated with the Republican Party, but we are the conscience of the Republican Party. And I think on Third Watch, you are very much a conscience of them, because you hold a true conservative voice, and we speak truth. Speak truth to the nation. Speak truth to our party.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're right, and it's all about we the people on this program, we the people. And we're the people that can determine our own destiny here. People go, well, you know, look what happened. We got this, we got that. Okay, but we can also correct the problem that's at hand. We can go in there and vote these bums out. And here's what I want everybody to think about for a second. Did you hear what Senator Cruz said a couple of days ago?
I've heard him talking a couple of times, but every week he is on fire, and I share much of what he has to say.
Let me tell you what he said that got my attention and everybody's attention on this radio show. He said that when the Republicans take control of the House of Representatives by whatever amount of seats it's going to be, when they take control of the Senate by whatever amount of seats it's going to be, that he thought turnabout would be fair play, that they should turn around and go after Joe Biden and impeach him just like they did Donald Trump. And God knows there's enough offenses there to go after him for, to impeach him.
Well, that's why you've got Schumer et al. Coming out and loudly screaming, oh, our democracy is being threatened. And you even have the left-wing mainstream media come out and saying, oh, and running specials on January 6th, tomorrow, all day long, talking about how our democracy is threatening, suggesting and overtly saying that if Republicans take over the House and possibly the Senate, but the House, our democracy will be at grave risk,
mm-hmm.
as if they really care about our democracy. That's not what's at stake. It's the Democratic majority in the House is what they're afraid of and have long been afraid of. Cruz knows that. You know that. I know that. America mm-hmm. knows that.
Mm-hmm. Yep, you're absolutely right. And, of course, we know that Schumer's going to try to change the laws, this, that, and the other. They're going to try to use a nuclear option, et cetera, et cetera. We had some conversations about that, about the way it was done under Harry Reid and how it has to be done according to the rules. And it's not as easy as Schumer may think it is.
Yeah, and Manchin our two stalwarts Democrats that don't want to have anything to do with it, because they're smart enough to know that, hey, when we lose the House, do you really want to throw that out there and do that sort of mm-hmm. thing? Because it will come back and bite our party in the hind end. Mm-hmm. And he's right. But he says it's just the wrong thing to do. It's just we have certain things that we have followed, despite Schumer saying, the Republicans are trying to throw out 200 years of our democracy and all that. And then Manchin will say, no, he's having nothing to do. They'll say, no, we've established rules to protect the way things are supposed to be done here in America. And if we abide by what Schumer's suggesting and threatening to do, we will throw that out. So I think Manchin will hold fast to that. I hope he will, and so far he is. And so That will be saving grace. And so Schumer can talk all he wants. Mm-hmm. We'll see.
Now, George Godfather's chiming in saying we need constitutional candidates. Yes. But again, I will throw this out there. Who is in charge of vetting the candidates?
Yeah, exactly.
It's the party. It's a political party.
Yeah, it's supposed to be. They don't do a good job of that. They back a lot of incumbents who are weak. Across the nation, they do that. And here in our backyard, we see that. And they fight it very hard. They don't want to take on it. They forget principles and they just say, well, we just want to win. And we know we've got a lame incumbent. He's been there too long. He hadn't been supportive. Liz Cheney went too far, and the Republican Party in her state said, hey, we're not going to have nothing to do with you now. And she's still fighting that. The Liz Cheney story is just an amazing thing to watch, is it not?
Yeah, it is. It is. Yeah. And again, folks, I'm talking to retired United States Army Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright from the Manatee County Republican Liberty Caucus, as well as Military Matters.
That's right. Yeah, Military Matters. And I look forward to you being engaged with me right there, and we'll talk about that. And we revamped it for 2022, and more to follow on that. I look forward to engaging. I love engaging with you in everything. On Wednesday mornings, when you come down to, in our neck of the woods, which you do often, I don't know how you do it, how you get around as much as you do, but state of Florida and the nation are blessed that you have the energy and the wherewithal to do that.
I put it in the wind and I put my finger up and say, where am I going today? No, whatever. hey, listen, the commander-in-chief in Texas happens to be the governor of the Texas militia, correct?
He does. In fact, he says, when he's talking about President Biden, he's telling the Texas militia, he is not your commander-in-chief. I am.
Yep, and that's true.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, I wish other governors had the wherewithal it does, like Governor DeSantis and how Texas Governor Greg Abbott does. So that's why Texas and Florida are in the crosshairs of Democrats and the far left and the call out. And you'll see it in spades tomorrow, of course, on the 6th of January. But hats off to Abbott. Hats off to our governor here in Florida and the free state of Florida, Governor Ron DeSantis.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And, of course, Governor DeSantis took a little shot at some of the lockdown politicians that have been showing up on our beaches and coming down here to enjoy our weather and no masks and this, that, and the other, and cuddling and huddling up with people and all that sort of stuff, something that they wouldn't dare try to do in the big blue states, right?
Oh, yeah. Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, of course, was down here romancing and carrying on maskless, of course.
Yep.
In a Democratic stronghold, but the rest will do that. And Ron DeSantis rightfully played off on.
Okay, Colonel, I got to go. I'll see you on Thursday. Hope for lunch at Mixon's.
I'll see you tomorrow.
All right, very good. That's our retired Lieutenant Army Colonel. Lieutenant Colonel Kevin Wright, and we'll see him tomorrow at Mixon's. If you want to stop by Mixon's Roadside Cafe, 11:30 to 1:30 down there in Bradenton, you'll see the whole gang down there. I'll be right back. Brandon Ryan's coming.
It's a fact. The best time to prepare for bad times is during good times. When you know a big storm is coming, you prepare in advance. Same goes for our future. Things seem calm right now, so it's the perfect time to prepare for the next big crisis or disaster. That's why you should stock up on emergency food from MyPatriotSupply.com. We're America's largest preparedness company, with millions of happy, well-prepared customers. Our food kits stay fresh for up to 25 years. They're an insurance policy you can eat. When you need it, it'll be there. Shop dozens of food storage kits now at MyPatriotSupply.com. Our kits give you an abundance of food, totaling over 2,000 calories a day. Every family member in America needs one of these kits. So go to MyPatriotSupply.com and grab a few. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Do it before the peanut butter hits the fan again. MyPatriotSupply.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Mark Walters from Armed American Radio, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch with Captain Matt Bruce.
Thank you very much, and that's everybody, Mark Walters from Armed American Radio. You hear him on the weekend on the Monster Cast, Sunday Night Live, 8 p.m. on many of these same stations. And, of course, he's got his Daily Defense Show during the week at 4 p.m. and weekday afternoons. And you hear that also on many of these same stations. Now, this portion of the program brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor. They happen to be located down there, 4540 Clark Road at McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old red, white, and blue Uncle Sam with the American flag, too. And all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the USA. They're high Hunter Douglas dealer. Don't forget that. And unlike the big box stores, they will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. So stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. Now, don't forget, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Phone number again, 941-922-2345, 941-922-2345, and tell them the captain sent you. Alrighty, joining us on the telephone line right now, we have got the consumer quarterback himself, ConsumerQB.com, and that would be none other than Brandon Rimes. Good morning, Brandon.
Yeah, hey, you, Captain. Good morning to you.
Yes, sir. Now, Joe Biden has wrecked the oil industry.
and that's putting it under that's understating the problem. He came in and took a very good program that was made possible by Donald Trump and his administration, where we were energy self-sufficient. We didn't need to count on anybody. We actually were exporting oil around the United States. Our price of gasoline, when Biden got elected, was $1.89 a gallon. When he got sworn in, on January the 20th of this year, the price had gone up to just a little bit more than $2 a gallon. So it had gone up 20 cents in anticipation. But he pulled the plug on the Keystone Pipeline. He also pulled the plug on a number of leases, oil leases. And he made it known that we were going to become a green country in X amount of years, and he was going to go the green route. Well, that's wonderful. That's fine. But that takes batteries, and the batteries takes the product to put in it. Now, we don't have lithium. That's the best battery apparently now you can have. That comes from, gee, China, because they're mining it from places like South Africa, and the biggest deposit that was found happened to have been in a country called Afghanistan.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. It's ridiculous. It's, you know, just a comedy of errors and just mistakes made, or rather, if it's mistakes, it's not, if it's not mistakes, it's just blatant idiocracy. And that's unfortunate, because, you know, that so many people are starting to see it, and the approval rating is the lowest, I believe, of any president that I've heard of. But
at this stage of his career,
bad. Yeah, mm-hmm. Unbelievable. It's just ridiculous what's going on.
Now, the international benchmark oil price climbed above $80 a barrel for the first time since late November, undermining the Biden administration's plan to bring down gas prices by lowering the price of oil and dumping all that oil that they dumped out there. Said, oh, we're going to get the reserves out there and just going to lower the price. Well, that would have happened had it not been sold to foreign countries like it was. And Brent crude rose 1.41% on Tuesday to $80.09 a barrel. West Texas Intermediate rose $1.31 to $77.07, also the highest price for the last month and a half or so. Now, traders have bid up prices after the 23-member OPEC alliance said in February it would stick to the roadmap drawn last year to increase production by 400,000 barrels per month. The roadmap also calls for cartel members to expand production after a review each month of what's going on. The goal that they have in place is for, and Iran now is one of these countries, they want $100 a barrel oil. And if that happens, you're going to see gasoline at $5 a gallon.
Yeah, people are hurting already. I mean, just imagine if it continues to rise and go where it's at. People are struggling to put food on their table and you know, get you know, choosing to between gasoline and food and what they need, essentials. But, you know, God forbid if they have to buy pharmaceuticals and medicines for their children or their family. So it's just a bad, bad position that a lot of Americans are in. And hopefully in 2022, people will vote and understand that, you know, they've got to make changes in the way that they're voting in order to get the country back on the right track.
Well, we just had a record 4.5 million people quit their jobs back in November. It appears what happened was those were mostly low-wage earners who quit their job anticipating a different job at a lot more money, which is probably what's going to happen.
Yeah, and there's also, you know, the threat of automation coming in. There's a lot of the globalists, the Great Reset catalyst folks that are looking into and starting to talk a lot about transhumanism. And, you know, that's a whole nother issue, rabbit hole to go down. But, yeah, there's a lot of challenges, you know, that we have already inherent in the system, and we don't need to have people like Biden and Harris shooting ourselves in the foot and Buttigieg, you know, making these problems more complex with bad decisions, whether it's economic or monetary. The inflation is another huge issue that's hurting people. So it's very unfortunate. It's very unfortunate, Captain.
Social media is something that we all have to use, especially in the business that we're in, and we have to be careful how we do it. One of the people, or one of the social media platforms that people use, they need to be extremely careful on, isn't Facebook, my friend. It's TikTok. And you know why that is?
I hear that there's some back doors in there through with the Chinese Communist Party. coming in and grabbing your information.
TikTok is the Chinese Communist Party, period.
Yeah.
And anything you put on there, they can take, they can research, they can keep, they can do whatever they want. They can start a file on you, whatever they want to do. And that is a very dangerous website. You got to be very careful when you go over there and what you put on there. Now, one thing about Facebook is, depending on you know, the verbiage you use and this, that, and the other, businesses use it because it is a business place where you can go. And I know I've been very successful over there. You have too. But you got to be careful. You got to pick these platforms and be careful. And the new ones that have come out, they don't snoop on you the way the other ones do, like Parler and Getter and Gab. Those three in particular are very, very resourceful, and they will not spy on you and sell your information.
Yeah, I like those. I just started joining those as well, and then that way I can, you know, just have more of my reach out there. I like to share my radio show content from our video side, TV show side. And yeah, it's exactly right. And you see people like Joe Rogan moving over to Getter, and more and more people. I was watching Marjorie Taylor Greene on Tucker Carlson last night, and she was calling for all Republicans to get off Twitter and go over to Getter and other sites. So yeah, it seems like there's a revolution coming in and a great awakening. As you said, the woke are getting woke too.
Well, I post my show over on Getter, and I post it on Parler. And Marjorie Taylor Greene became a follower of mine yesterday, and I'm going to wait a little while, and then I'm going to reach out to her and see if I can communicate with her that way, because a lot of these politicians are very hard to get a hold of.
Yeah, exactly. I've noticed that as well, and you know, trying to get them on the show as well, and it's interesting to see. Yep, it's a good time to be reaching out to them, though, because they've got to get their message out this year.
All right, well, I didn't pay any attention to the clock, and I see we've just about run out of time. So give us your website and your phone number.
Yes, sir. Brandon Rhymes. I host the Consumer Quarterback Show here in Tampa Bay. My wife and I also own the Platinum MVP team at Keller Williams Realty, so we can help you nationwide with your real estate. So platinummvpteam.kw.com. And ConsumerQB.com is our radio show, ConsumerQB.com, 813-917-1894, call or text 813-917-1894. And we appreciate you, Kevin.
All right, thanks very much, Brandon. Talk to you next week, I hope.
Yes, sir.
All right, Brandon Rhymes, everybody. Okay, now we got, I don't think we're going to get 60 seconds, but Todd, you got 30 seconds. Go for it.
Let's get down to business. 30 seconds is all I need. Ladies and gentlemen, let me say something. You going after Trump and his properties now? I mean, you guys are desperate. You're wasting your money and your time. The Trump's properties are worth $1 billion more than they were before he was president. Numbnuts. Okay, leave the guy alone. He won this election at fair and square. By the way, I was on Bill Bunkley's show, and a guy from Cleveland was doing the show, and I said, by the way, you know, he was telling me about his governor. I said, our governor has knows the Constitution and knows he doesn't have the right to put anybody, to tell anybody they can't go to work. So stand up for your Constitution, stand up for your cops, and stand up for our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Let's get to work and save the country, peace. And
don't give Joe... Bye. Okay, that cut him off right there because we are going off. All right, listen, I will be around tomorrow down in Bradenton at Mixon's Grossside Cafe, 11:30 to 1:30. But in the meantime, go out and make it a great day. It's not as cold as what it was, so it's a good day in the morning to get out and do some stuff. God bless America. God save America. And stand up for our country. Fly the American flag.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from AmeriCare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. AmeriCare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system.
colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, AmeriCare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.